Trying to be like Jesus. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. Family Home Evening, Seminary Sacrifice, by Paige N. This year, I sometimes have had to get up at 5:45 a.m. so I could ride with my mom while she drove my sister and some others to early morning seminary. Once we get to the church, my mom and I wait in the parking lot until seminary is over, then drive the kids to school. Some days, I go to school right after my mom's carpool duty, so I have to be super organized the night before, with my clothes all laid out and my homework all done. Even though I've had to give up an hour of sleep, I'm glad I can help my sister get to seminary, and also help my parents by not complaining about it. My sacrifice hasn't been totally hard because my mom and I have played games, worked on cross-stitch, and watched the sun rise as we waited. Paige N., age 10, California. When I Am Tempted, by Joshua B. I went with my friend to the store, and my friend stole some candy. He asked, "Do you want some?" I said no, because I knew that he had done something wrong. Because of my example, my friend put the candy back. When I was little, I was tempted to steal candy and other things that I wanted. But now, when I am tempted, I remember how much better I feel when I choose the right. Joshua B., age 8, Maryland.
I Didn't Go, by Mateo C., with help from his mom. Someone in my class at school invited me to their birthday party. I wanted to go, but I knew I shouldn't because it was on a Sunday. I felt good inside because I didn't go. Mateo C., age 5, Scotland. Scooting Over, by Melody A. Last year in my fourth grade class, there was a boy whom nobody respected. At lunch, our table always got really crowded, and no one would scoot over for him. I knew that this wasn't right, so whenever he asked me to scoot over, I did. One day, one of my friends asked, "Why do you always scoot over for him?" I answered, "That's what I'd like someone to do for me." I know that when I scooted over, he appreciated it. I felt good inside, too, because I believed that it was what Jesus would have done. Melody A., age 11, Arizona. I Will Honor My Parents, by Mallory H. One night, my mom was really stressed. My little sister and I had an idea. We would do all of Mom's chores. We started by making her bed, then we did the laundry for her. It was hard to keep it a secret. Soon we finished. When we told her, she was so happy. We were happy too. I felt the Spirit that day, and I know we chose the right. Mallory H., age 8, Idaho. Good Example for Grandpa, by Julie M. One summer we visited my Grandpa Joe, who was not a member of the church. When we were beginning to eat breakfast, I said, "Wait, Grandpa Joe, we forgot to thank Heavenly Father for the food." He looked surprised, but closed his eyes while I blessed the food. I always try to be a good example for Grandpa Joe, and now when I go to his house, he waits for me to say the prayer. I know that others watch what I do, and I hope to always make Heavenly Father happy as I teach by my example. Julie M., age 8, British Columbia, Canada. End of Trying to Be Like Jesus.